कहा कि दीदी नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की सजदा अलिफ को इस दुआ एक तरह दुआ दुआ के दिनों मुजरब उलमान ताज़ीस रब्बना आतिना फी दुनिया ورضا مسنون دواجنا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك المستغيث يا مقلب القلوب اللهم انك عفو كريم if you can beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the place where dua is accepted the most closest a person is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salat is when he is in sajda ruku is the tasbihat subhanahu wa ta'ala many other مفهوم فكر بنيت سبحان الله العظيم common you all know that the hate is another سبحان العزة والعظمة والبدياء والملكوت والجبروت سبوح وقدوس الرب الملائكة والروح لو سنة تريد من اسم مجيد استهد الشام إذا نسجد لكم الإسرائي لكم نماذج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم استهد الدواج بعض الشيء استهد سورة فاتحة Baqarah, then he carried on through Surah Baqarah, he went to Ali Imran, he went to Ali Imran, Surah Nisa, first nine like five paras in one recital. Abhi said, when I started Namaz, I said, at the end of 100 ayats, maybe I'm going to go, but he continued. After maybe at the end of the Surah, but he continued. It was the next Surah, Hatta Hamamtu until I felt any break with namaz and go away. But if they continue, then he says his ruku was nahwam min qiyami. His ruku was so long as his qiyam position when he read Qiyam. Then he said sami Allahu liman hamida almost like the ruku. When he went to sajda, it was just almost like how he stood up. And then in between the sajda, he would make dua, regaining sajda. This is the Nabi of Allah, who is ma'asul, sinless. But of course, we all weak, especially in this time. The Mashayikh ulama don't look at the long, long rakat. Many masajid they have, like how we read now, they think another whole khatam. So that's such a big gathering there, too. The idea is not to make anybody tired tomorrow, say, his back is paining and then his knees are paining. So as far as possible, I try to avoid having a big jamaat, so that they get started, because they get one side. Not compulsory every day, we started now. It's while reading my mind, went to read somewhere else. So, cutting there, read somewhere else. It's nafil. The more nafil the person did, the more closer he comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, my banda becomes close to me by reading nafil. Fard, we all have to do. Nafil, when you read nafil, then you become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So close. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I begin to love this person. When Allah loves the person, Allah says, I become his eyes through which he sees. I become his ears with which he hears. So now if you understand what his eyes and his ears mean simple, then this person will see right, will see haq, will see the correct thing, he'll hear only the right thing. He'll refrain from haram, he won't hear ghibat music, he won't see haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then becomes his close friend. This is when we talk about qurb. The early Imam Zulfiqar, Allahumma barakatuhu, gave a bayan. And he said, one is to become a wali of Allah. He said, Allah is every mu'min's friend. Allahu waliyu alladhina amun. Whoever brings iman, Allah becomes his friend. But then there are some people who are muqarrab. When Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah passed away, then one ayat was playing in my mind the whole day. And the ayat is, فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ فَرَوْحُ وَرِيحَانُ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٌ. Allah talks about Ashabu al-Yameen, people of the right. Allah talks about Ashabu al-Shimal, people of the left. People of the right, they are Ashabu al-Jannah, they got Jannah. People of the left, for them is Jahannam. But then a third group, Allah talks about Muqarrab. Now who is Muqarrabin? They are also people of Jannat, but they are the very close ones to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Simple example is, just because we're in a masjid, and if I'm sitting here, and somebody in the back, I call him and I say, you come right here, right next to me.
How nice a person feels. If Maulana called me from the back, he called me right in front. So he feels privileged, he feels honored. Like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala befriends every believer. But some people Allah calls them especially to be close to Him. They are the muqarrabeen. How do you become a muqarrab banda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? First you have adab in you. Etiquette. Adab. Manners. You have tawadu. You respect your parents, the wives, the elders. You show love to your children. You respect the Quran Sharif properly. You respect the masjid. Anything to do with deen, our elders, mashayikh, they wouldn't even face their legs towards the qibla. So particular they were. There are incidents of mashayikh and Maulana Badri Alam rahmatullah alayhi, who passed away in Madina Sharif, buried in Jannatul Baqi. Somebody asked his son, Maulana Aftab Alam, there must be something your father did special that he got Jannatul Ma'ala, and he got Jannatul Baqi, he got Madina Sharif. So he said, there are so many things, but one specific thing I can recall is that my father never faced his leg toward any hafiz of the Quran. On that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once you have adab in you, then Allah gives you knowledge. Those students of deen, somebody asked Mullah Shah Anwar Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi, how did you become such an allama? Allama Shah Anwar Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi was such that he would look at a kitab once in his life, a whole volume, and after that he wouldn't have to refer back to the kitab he knew by heart. You know the kitab, in Egypt he went in the library, some ulama have mentioned this, that he asked for, to borrow this book but he didn't allow him. So he said they just read it once, he went back and he rewrote the whole kitab. In the kitab Fathul Qadir, which is Shara of Hidayah, which is kitab that you do in the madrasa in Dar Ulum. They're very huge, those kitabs, few volumes. So this Fathul Qadir is also a couple of volumes. Maulana, in his free time, one holiday, he went to somebody's house, he read, just read the Kitabul Hajj. So many hundreds of pages. He says, lifelong he remembered those ibarats in the kitab. But he was not hafiz of it. Because whenever he would look at any page of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala would open oceans of knowledge to him. He becomes so engrossed that he couldn't sit and by heart, he'd just go deeper and deeper and deeper in the meaning. So somebody asked him, that how did you gain this becoming an Allama, a great scholar? So he said, that I respected all the kitab, I never touched any deeni kitab without wudu. He says, Quran Sharif, you couldn't have wudu. But besides Quran, Hadith kitab, or Fiqh kitab, I didn't touch without wudu. And then I used to keep the kitab in right order. I never put something on top of the Quran. Quran first, then Hadith, then Fiqh, then the other kitabs. There's so many other incidents. So after adab, a person gets knowledge. After a person gets true knowledge and sound knowledge, then he brings amal into his life. Amal is salih. Allah gives him tawfiq of amal. He does righteous deeds. And once he begins to do righteous deeds, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him hikmat, wisdom. Then he will give solutions and answers. Such answers, such solutions, if a person will become baffled and astounded, then what a beautiful answer this person gives. Outwardly it seems as though there's no solution to this problem. But Allah will give him such nur, batini nur, in his heart that he will speak and give the accurate answer and the right solution to the problem. So after hikmat, then the person gets zuhd. Zuhd means abstinence from this world. The love of the world comes out of this person's heart. Everything gets fana'iyat. He does not attach himself to the world. It means nothing to him. Once this happens to him now, he is now focusing his attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is prepared to sacrifice everything for the sake of Allah. Now he makes what we call inabat. Inabat means turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Not a moment he is ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even while sitting with his friends, if they are joking also, then too. We always hear the couplet of Khaja Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, Father Mazzoob Rahmatullah Ali, was Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali's Khalifa, very great saint of Wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah passed away, Hazrat Sahib was sitting with some great khulafa of Mawlana Thani Rahmatullah, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah, other great khulafa, they were sitting. And then they had some light-hearted discussion, they began to laugh. Hazrat Sahib immediately asked them, "Let us be honest to ourselves. Whilst we joke and we laugh now," he asked each person, "Be honest and speak the truth. Did you for those few seconds become ghafil of Allah or not?" Each one said, "Yes, we became ghafil of Allah." When we laughed, we didn't think of Allah at that moment. He says, "I swear by Allah, even when I laugh now, then too I did not lose my focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So when you have inaba ila Allah, then you get what you call, you become a muqarrab banda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala make all of us his muqarrabin. Again, Allah knows best if it's 27 night or not. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha asked, "Ya Rasulullah, if it is Laylatul Qadr night, if it is Laylatul Qadr night, what dua must I make? What dua must I make?" So he said, "Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anhi." Allah, you are most forgiving, you love to forgive, forgive. Such a simple dua. Not a long wazifa he gave. Simple dua, and read it. Read it tonight also. Inshallah, if it is Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us. When a person is making ibadat in Laylatul Qadr, especially the pious ones, suddenly they get some feeling. They get some type of enjoyment, a cool shiver runs down their body. Hair stands on end. Suddenly something happens to them. And that is when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam is coming and making salam. Right till Fajr. And whether we feel Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam or not. And he said, we are still trying hard. But inshallah we should have yaqeen. We are trying, making this ibadat. Man qama ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban. Mughfir lahu ma taqadda min dhanbi. Man qama laylatul qadr. Whoever stands up laylatul qadr night in ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has iman. And he has hope of getting rewards from Allah. Allah says, "Oh, his sins are forgiven." So you must have yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make some tasbihat and make dua and tell me, inshaAllah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر Fond of Allah Ta'ala's greatness, subhanAllah, means Allah has got no fault, no shortcoming, no deficiency, no blemish whatsoever. Allah is spark. You see, Allah is subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala is spark. Allah is pure, absolutely pure. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. All praise only belongs to Allah. Only Allah is deserving of all praise. Hadith of Rasulullah says, subhanAllah walhamdulillah tamla'u al-mizan. That just one subhanAllah we say, one alhamdulillah we say, it actually will fill the scales of good deeds on the day of Qiyamah. And one hadith says, وَتَمْلَأُ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. It fills the area and the distance between the skies and the earth. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. 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 Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nu.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Faghfir lana wa tub alayna. Faghfir lana ma qaddamna wa ma akharna wa ma asrarna wa ma ahlamna. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم، فاعف عنا يا كريم، فاعف عنا يا كريم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم لك الحمد، أنت قيوم السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن، ولك الحمد، أنت نور السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن، ولك الحمد، أنت الحق ووعدك الحق وقولك حق والجنة حق والنار حق ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حق والنبيون حق. اللهم ربنا، اللهم ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. هم موز بلفد الله وموز كريم الله. Ya Allah, it is only through your kindness, your fazl, your tawfiq, you give us a chance, you give us the opportunity, you give us the himmat, you give us the health, you give us the time, you give us the taqat, you give us the strength, Ya Allah, of being in the masjid, Ya Allah, and trying to make some ibadat of you, O my Allah. We do not come here to worship any idol, my Allah. We do not come here to worship any other deity, my Allah. La ilaha illa anta. Ya Allah, there is no other deity besides you, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Malik. You are Raziq. You are Khaliq. You are the creator of the worlds. You are the creator of the universe. You are the creator of dunya and akhirat. Ya Allah, everything is by you. You have the keys to all treasures, my Allah. You are Qahir, fawqa ibadih. You are Aziz, you are Hakim. Ya Allah, you know everything, Ya Allah. يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. You know the khianat, the disloyalty of our eyes. Ya Allah, the evils of our eyes. Ya Allah, you know the intricacies of our hearts. Ya Allah, you know the disloyalty, Ya Allah, the sins of our hearts. The sins, Ya Allah, and the evil thoughts that cross our minds and hearts. Oh my Allah, you enter the night upon the day, and the day upon the night. The altering of the day and night is in your hands, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you have got power over the mountains, the oceans, the clouds, the winds, the animals, the jinn, mankind, the insects, the oceans, everything, every particle, every atom, only moves and functions, Ya Allah, with your permission, with your command. Oh, my Allah, you don't even have to say kun and it becomes, my Allah. Your command is between the calf and noon of kun, my Allah. Ya Allah, you just desire and it happens, my Allah. You just wish and it happens, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you always existed. Oh, my Allah, you are existing. Oh, my Allah, you will always remain, my Allah. You are baqi. Oh, my Allah, we are going to become destroyed. We will end one day. We will become fana, my Allah. This dunya will become fana. This asman and this world become fana. Oh my Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, you will wrap up the skies and the earth, and everything will be in your hand. And you say, oh, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. To who does this kingdom belong to? لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. To that one Allah, who is most powerful, the nourisher, the cherisher, the sustainer, the provider, giver of comfort, give off so many boons and favors. Ya Allah, you give us iman. We make shukr to you for the ni'mat of iman. Oh my Allah, you give us health. You give us eyes. You give us ears. You give us hands and feet. You give us a heart. You give us beautiful bodies.
Ya Allah, you have given us zuban and a tongue. Oh, my Allah, you have blessed us with so many bounties and so many favors. We can go on and on and on and count and try and enumerate all of them. We will never be able to do so. Oh, my Allah, all praise only belongs to you. You alone is deserving of all praise. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, we praise you. Just as you have praised yourself. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Oh my most beloved Allah, if we take all the oceans in the world and we turn it into ink, oh my Allah, and all the trees and we turn them into pens, my Allah, we can write your praises and we can go on and on and on and on and on. And speak about your azmat and greatness, Ya Allah. And your kindness, Ya Allah. And your mercy, O my Allah. But Qiyamah will take place and you will still not be finished, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you have provided so much for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for being ungrateful, my Allah. Forgive us for being ungrateful, Ya Allah. You give us parents, O my Allah. But Ya Allah, we made no qadr of those parents, Ya Allah. O my Allah, we did not treat them properly. We do not respect them, Ya Allah. So many of the parents have left this world, O my Allah. Now it is too late for us to serve them, Ya Allah. O my Allah, you gave us mashayikh, Ya Allah. You gave us asatiza, Ya Allah. You gave us great ulama, Ya Allah. They were amidst us, my Allah. Ya Allah, they were amidst us, O my Allah. But we did not make true qadr of them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, now when they gone, Ya Allah, we lament and we cry and we show regret and remorse. Ya Allah, but it is too late that they have gone, Ya Allah. These ni'mats are going away one after the other. Oh, my Allah, the remaining life we have now, Ya Allah. We are making that firm promise and pledge to you, O Allah. Firstly, ham nadim hai, sharminda hai. We regret, we are feeling ashamed of all the filthy gunas we committed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the entire day, entire night, Sins, Ya Allah. Whether it was on the television screen, or the computer screen, O my Allah. Pornographic material, Ya Allah. Zina has come into our homes, O my Allah. Music has come into our homes, O my Allah. Filthy things are being seen by the parents and the children all together. There is no haya left in our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the haya and modesty has gone from our lives. There is only immorality, Ya Allah. Only vulgar and obscene language is being used, O my Allah. We are seeing haram whole day. We are hearing haram whole day. Our minds are polluted with just filthy ideas and thoughts, O my Allah. O my Allah, Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala, such pure hearts they had, Ya Allah, that he would say, if only our hearts were pure, then insan won't become satisfied with just reading a few pages of the Quran and Majeed. We'll want to read on and on and on. Oh, my Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, humare dilo ko musaffa bana, mujalla bana. Ya Allah, make it soft and dark and clean, Ya Allah. Every speck of filth, Ya Allah, remove it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove it from our hearts. Fill this vessel that we have, these containers, these hearts, Ya Allah, with your nur, nur of iman, your marifat, your irfan, your muhabbat, Ya Allah. The muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The azmat and muhabbat for your deen, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, fill it with taqwa, Ya. With wara', Ya Allah. With good qualities, Ya Allah. With good akhlaq, Ya Allah. Make our lives be clean and pure and pure. Make us live chaste lives, Ya Allah. The woman folk are going to haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the men are going to haram, Ya Allah. Young children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, such a tender age. Ya Allah, the girl is becoming pregnant in the school now, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, secret nikahs are taking place, O my Allah. There is no care, no botheration for deen and the ahkamat of deen, O my Allah. O my Allah, in the month of Ramadan also, people are having illicit relationships, O my Allah. O my Allah, we should think that all these are fairy tales. But now, Ya Allah, we are hearing it ourselves, O my Allah. O Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi wa sallam, I am not cooking up any stories. He used to see all these things, that these things would come to him, and he used to cry, and he had such a pain and ache on his heart. Oh, my Allah, we are seeing these things ourselves today, Ya Allah. Hide our faults, forgive the ummah, Give us hidayat, Ya Allah. Give us a good taqdeer, Ya Allah. Give us a clean, pure life, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, if you favor us, we are weak, Ya Allah. We are downtrodden. We are useless, oh my Allah. We are insignificant, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are nikamma, Ya Allah. We have got no word whatsoever, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, but if you raise us, nobody can question you. If you pass us, nobody can question you. If you grant us success, nobody can question you. You are Allah. Nobody can question you anything, my Allah. You have all the rights to do whatever you wish, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't make the A grade, my Allah. We are battling, oh my Allah. But we read about Sahaba Ikram, Awliya. Ya Allah, it seems so difficult for us to reach there, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, grant us the sweetness of Iman, the sweetness of our Ibadat. Give us the taqwa you gave Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Ikram, your true friends, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us one glance of your nazar rahmat, oh my Allah. Just that one nazar, Ya Allah. Just that one glance that you will look upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it will suffice us for all our worries in this world, Ya Allah. It will suffice us in the qabr, Ya Allah. It will suffice us in the akhirat, Ya Allah. Make us your muqarrab banda, Ya Allah. Make us your muqarrabeen, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we are so far away, Ya Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, Sahaba Ikram, they will be right with Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The tabi'een, the tab'u tabi'een, awliya, all your friends, Ya Allah, the muttaqeen, the muwahideen, Ya Allah, the great, great ulama and scholars, Ya Allah, the mufassireen, the muhaddithin, the fuqaha, the shuhada, the siddiqeen, those who gave their lives, Ya Allah, they will present to you their blood and their wounds, Ya Allah. The scholars will show you, Ya Allah, the kitab and the ink that they spent, Ya Allah, for your sake, O my Allah. Different great people will show the sacrifices. Rasulullah will become so pleased with them. Ya Allah, you will be so pleased with them. Ya Allah, what can we present to you, Ya Allah? We've got nothing by us, O my Allah. Our ibadat also is not correct, Ya Allah. We can't even make proper istighfar and tasbih, Ya Allah. Our tarawih also, Ya Allah. We cannot even stand in ruku properly and sajda properly, O my Allah. Our tilawat is not even correct, O my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we are coming closer and closer to the day of Qiyamah. You alone know best when exactly Qiyamah will take place. But the sign that Rasulullah SAW has shown to us, Ya Allah, all those minor sons are all apparent and evident, Ya Allah, where children will disobey their parents, when a child will regard his father to be a distant person, and will make his friend closer, Ya Allah, when amanat people will be disloyal with regard to trust and amanat. They will breach trust. Oh, may Allah. Where alcohol will become rife. Zina will become rife. Gambling will become rife. Oh, may Allah. The day has come, Ya Allah. When that Hafiz of the Quran was got his Sina, in his chest, your Kalam-e-Majid, your Pak Kalam, Ya Allah, despite that, he's still wasting his life, Ya Allah, in the rape club, Ya Allah. He's taking drugs, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive him. Give him neck, hidayat, Ya Allah. Give all of us hidayat, Ya Allah. Bring all of us to surat mustaqim, oh my Allah. There are so many people, Ya Allah, elderly people. Oh, they are old ladies, Ya Allah, oh mothers and sisters, Ya Allah, at home. So many of them who cried in phone today. And they said that they used to always phone Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah Ali in the month of Ramadan. Especially in the last 10 nights with comments, they were asking for du'as. They would feel reassured. They would feel that sukoon and the satisfaction that Allah is going to answer the du'as. Oh, may Allah. They've got nobody today to ask for. Oh, may Allah. We beg you, oh, may Allah. Give us the strength, Ya Allah. Strengthen our hearts, Ya Allah. Give us that sabr jameel, oh, may Allah. Make our task easy for us, Ya Allah. Make us reach you in the quickest possible way, in the most easy way. Make it full of, Ya Allah, happiness and pleasure and bliss. Make it a blissful way, Ya Allah. Don't make it be difficult. Remove the obstacles. Remove the hurdles, Ya Allah. Make the sirat al-mustaqim be a very easy way. You have mentioned in the Quran, فَسَنُوا يَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى, that you will make Jannat easy for the believer. Ya Allah, we are trying. Ya Allah, with that masoom, that little child, who learns just to walk, was crawling at night, taking the first few steps. The parents are watching. They are so happy that the child is now taking the few steps. The child takes 2-3 steps. is almost going to fall and get hurt, when their parents come dashing forward, they grab the child, and they save the child from falling and getting wounded, and they kiss the child, they show so much of shafqat and muhabbat to the child. Oh, may Allah, we are like those toddlers, Ya Allah, in your heart. Ya Allah, we are taking those baby steps, Ya Allah, towards you. We cannot even walk properly, we are stumbling, we are falling, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, come running forward to us, Ya Allah. Come running forward to us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When my banda comes walking to me, ataytuhu harwalatan, I come to him running. Oh my Allah, your running is from the mutashabiha, we can understand your running. But Ya Allah, shower your mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Shower your mercy upon us, Ya Allah. That is all we want. We want you to become pleased with us, Ya Allah. That is all we want, Ya Allah. If you are pleased with us, Ya Allah, then we have got everything we have achieved. We are successful in this world, in the hereafter. But if you don't become ours, Ya Allah, and we lose you, O my Allah, then we have lost everything, Ya Allah. No matter what we own, what properties we own, whatever businesses we have and factories and shops, whatever degrees we may have, everything is naught and zero, of no value whatsoever, Ya Allah. There will be no sukoon and chain in our lives, oh my Allah. We just want you to come into our hearts, Ya Allah. We want you to become our friend, Ya Allah. Make us your friend, Ya Allah. Make us your loyal friend, Ya Allah. Make us your ashiq-e-sadiq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us your ashiq-e-sadiq, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, these brothers are tired, oh my Allah. Their hands are paining, oh my Allah. They are tired. They have worked the entire day. They have made some qurbani, oh my Allah. They have come to your masjid, Ya Allah. They sat, Ya Allah, for the program patiently, Ya Allah. Despite the fact that Hazrat Maulana Rahmatullah Ali is not here with us, he still made sabr, Ya Allah. Why, oh my Allah? Because they are in search for you, oh my Allah. They are searching for you, oh my Allah. We all are searching for you, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah. You come into our life, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja. Hame tera bana le. You have said in the hadith Qudsi, Ibn Adam, utlubni tajidni. O man, search for me, look for me. You will find me, you will find me. Oh my Allah, give us a Laylatul Qadr. Years have passed in our lives. We don't know if we got Laylatul Qadr or not, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are like yatim and orphans, Ya Allah. In this orphanage we are sitting, Ya Allah. We've got no father to be with us, Ya Allah, to pass his hand of shafqat and rahmat over our heads, oh my Allah. We've got no guide to guide us, oh my Allah. We are just battling and trying every little thing we can possibly do, oh my Allah, so that you may become pleased. We are not doing for any other person, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas. Give us sincerity. Ya Allah, you know how weak we are. Ya Allah, we are not doing it for show, Ya Allah. We don't even bother anybody praises us or don't praise us, oh my Allah. We don't care who can call us what they want to say, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, now we are serious, Ya Allah. We just want you. We only want you, my Allah. You become ours, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. Ya Wahhab, hab lana min ni'mi dunya wal akhirah. Innaka antal Wahhab. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min jahdi al-bala. ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. Ya Allah, we don't know how to make dua even, Ya Allah. We have these begging bowls, Ya Allah, with cracks, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, that beggar on the street, oh my Allah, he will come again and again, Ya Allah, until the person gives him something. Then and only then he turns away. Then only he goes away to the next person. Ya Allah, he'll come right till the person goes into his car even. He will tap and knock on the window until the person opens the window and gives him something. The person may frown even, Ya Allah. He's prepared to take the frown of the person. Long as he's got a crust of bread. Long as he's got a few pennies, oh my Allah. You are so kareem, Ya Allah. You love when the banda turns to you. Ya Allah, you have said, Udu'uni astajib lakum. Call me, make dua to me, I will answer your dua. Oh my Allah, we have raised our hands tonight, Ya Allah. Throughout the world, your awliya, your friends, Ya Allah, the pious servants, they are crying, Haramain Sharifain. Somebody at this very moment, so many are at the multazam. They have got their chest attached to the multazam. Somebody holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba. Somebody by Hajar Aswad. somebody, my Rukn Yamani, Ya Allah, somebody, Barooze Mubarak, saying, As-salatu as-salamu alayka, Ya Rasulullah. There are people in Masjid Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are crying, they engage in ibadat, Qiyamul Layl is taking place. Oh my Allah, in different corners, Ya Allah of the world, your bandas are turning to you. Ummat wants to come back to you, my Allah. Have mercy upon the Ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Far too long, we have moved, we have deviated, we have gone on the wrong path. Now you bring us, Ya Allah, before Dajjal appears, make us, Ya Allah, on Sirat Mustaqim. If Dajjal has to appear, O my Allah, protect us from his fitna, protect our progeny, our children, our wives from his fitna. Ya Allah, if we are not living, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, our nasl, protect them from the fitnas of Dajjal and all other fitan, Ya Allah. Make us be in the Jamaat and the group of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Make us be amongst the mu'mineen, the muwahideen, those who will be, Ya Allah, your obedient servants, O Allah. O Allah, and give us more to the iman, O my Allah. Give us more to the iman. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman, wa amitna ala al-iman, wa ahshunna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al iman. O my Allah, what a peaceful night it is. What a serene night it is. Alimul ghib, you are the only alimul ghib. You alone know, Ya Allah, which time, which sa'a, which ghari is the time of ijabat. You alone know when it is Laylatul Qadr. O my Allah, that nafahat that Rasulullah talks about in the hadith, Ya Allah, that there is a time when Allah's special mercy and special barakat and special goodness comes. Oh my Allah, give us that nafahat. Even though we are not deserving of it, oh my Allah. Even though we don't deserve, Ya Allah, but you give it to us. People have come from far and wide, oh my Allah. Out of Durban and so many other areas, Ya Allah. Brothers are making i'tikaf, so many of them, Ya Allah. You are not going to make all these du'as, this go raiga, Ya Allah, and waste it, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, answer our du'as. Ajib da'watana. تقبل توبتنا واغسل حوبتنا وهدي قلوبنا واسلو سخيمة صدورنا اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا وجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر واحفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من جميع البليات والآفات والآهات اللهم احرسنا بعينك التي لا تنام. Oh my Allah, you never sleep, Ya Allah. Slumber never overtakes you, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you are hay, you are qayyum, la ta'khuduka sinatu wa la nawm. You are always awake and you are watchful, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you are malik al-mulk. You give izzat, you give zillat. Oh my Allah, give us izzat, Ya Allah. Give us izzat. Allahumma akrimna wa la tuhinna. Don't disgrace us, don't humiliate us. Don't embarrass us, Ya Allah. Don't embarrass our children, our wives, and our family members. Allahumma zidna wa la tanqusna. Give us plenty, forgive us barakat in our rozi, Ya Allah. Make our rozi easy for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those brothers who haven't got any job, Ya Allah, find them a suitable job, Ya Allah. And give us halal rozi. Give us plentiful without any exhaustion, without any hard labor, without any toiling. Ya Allah, help us to become farigh for your deen, Ya Allah. Help us and use us for the khidmat of your deen. Give us ikhlas. Give us qabiliyat. Give us maqbooliyat. Give us your rahmat. Give us jannatul firdaus. Protect us from the azab of qabr, from the fire of jahannam. And our wives and children, our parents, oh my Allah. The entire ummah of Rasulul Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, again, those who are sick, Ya Allah. Grant them complete shifa. Especially those who have cancer, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, they are tossing and turning, Ya Allah. At this very moment, there are so many people, Ya Allah, who are in Sakrat. Ya Allah, there are so many friends of us, Hufazi Kiram, elderly ones who are in Sakrat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it be more easy for them if more is destined for them now. The life Shifa is destined for them. Give them complete Shifa quickly, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give all of us more, Ya Allah, in a good condition. In a condition that you are happy with, O my Allah. O my Allah, make us understand our maqsad in this world. That we are not going to live forever and ever here. And one day maut is going to strike. And we have to turn to you. Give us a maut, a good maut, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, good maut is the making tawaf of your Baytullah. was standing before Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and making salam to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make our hisab kitab easy for us. Help us to cross Pul Sirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Make our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds in the day of Qiyamah. Don't make there be any bad deeds whatsoever, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and give us Jannah, all the bounties, the palaces, the castles, the rivers, the fruit, Ya Allah, and all the pleasures of Jannah. And oh my Allah, then give us the main ni'mat, Ya Allah, that after you give all the people of Jannah the bounties, and everybody will be busy enjoying his bounty, suddenly you will remove that hijab and parda, and the Jannatis will see you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, give us that beautiful opportunity. Don't make us mahroom. Don't deprive us of seeing you, oh my Allah, in Jannah. Oh my Allah, there are so many things you love to ask you, Ya Allah. Whatever desire, whatever jais desire our brothers have, Ya Allah, grant each one of them. Ya Allah, grant each one of them all their desires. Our mothers and sisters who are awake, this part of the night, Ya Allah, grant them all their desires, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove all the things that are worrying us, troubling us, Ya Allah, that is making us pareshan, Ya Allah, that is melting us, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, whether it is a business, from financial, from some qaraz, some debts, whatever it may be, help those who are, Ya Allah, who have got qaraz and debts to fulfill the debts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the creditors have a soft heart towards them, Ya Allah. Make us have muhabbat, ulfat and muhabbat, and unity amongst us. Don't make us waste our life fighting and quarreling, Ya Allah, and going to the courts and, Ya Allah, wasting our monies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us. Give us the tawfiq. You can do it, O my Allah. People will try and fail, but Ya Allah, you are the only person who can make us patch and amend ourselves and have that muhabbat before the day of Eid comes even, Ya Allah. Give us the courage and himmat to pick up the phone and go to the person and ask for forgiveness, Ya Allah. Give us humility. Give us good akhlaq. Protect us from khaba'ith, from fawahish, from zina, from riba, from casting lustful glances, from all haram, from ghibat, from lying, from cheating, all the filthy habits. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah, what is good for us, give it to us. What we have asked, give it to us. What we haven't asked, if it is good for us, give it to us. And Ya Allah, اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا نَسْأَلُكَ مِنْ خَيْرِ مَا سَأَلَكَ مِنْهُ نَبِيُّكَ وَحَبِيبُكَ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا اسْتَعَاذَ مِنْهُ نَبِيُّكَ وَحَبِيبُكَ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَأَنْتَ الْمُسْتَعَانُ وَعَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغُ وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.